keep treating them like fools, using them like tools. But let me tell you, we won't abandon our souls. No, sell it for your dollar bills. Trying to improve our freedom. Hey, there is no insanity nursing in our bosom. Still, you wanna treat us like hoodlums. You're lying.
You're lying. You're cheating. You're stealing. But we're killing. Standing. Hello, everybody. Protesting. Welcome, welcome. Welcome, RBN listeners. Thanks for joining us at the final hour. It is December 22nd. Almost a new year. Can't believe this year went by so quick. Hope you're all doing good and in decent holiday spirits. Best you can be. Got a couple announcements, but first I just want to recap last week's show. We had a great fun conversation with Ken and Andy and Lark, and of course our awesome board op Mike playing some music. Had a good time. Appreciate all the calls in. And a couple announcements. Next year I'm going to bring on some interesting guests. One I think in January 6th. I'll introduce him later when he comes on, but got a couple other lined up, so that'll be fun, some interesting different topics. Going to be updating some music playlist and get rid of that intro song so you won't have to hear that next year. And I also want to create a chat room for listeners to share resources, ideas, and connect, whatever. You know, not that I feel it's going to be super active. I won't be monitoring it while I'm doing the show, but you know, if anybody wants to hop in there and throw some links down or connect with anybody, it's just a place where we can all chat. So I will get that set up for next year. Also, I'm going to update and fix my email. So something happened when I created an email for this account. Just kind of wanted to keep it a little anonymous. Didn't want to use my main email. I don't know what happened, but I set it up with Proton, and it apparently didn't take, and that email doesn't exist. So I know a couple people have emailed me, and I responded back from my other email, but anyways, I'll get that fixed and get my email updated. So that was my bad. So anyways, yeah, it's been an interesting, busy week. I don't know about you guys, but I've always found the holiday season, this time of year, on into sometimes January, February, it hits different times, but it's always been a challenging, interesting time of year for me, personally. It's not the cold, it's not the snow for me, but it's just a difficult time of year for some reason. I don't know why, but maybe y'all have the same experience, maybe not. Yeah, it does remind me, you know, connect with your family and loved ones, especially the ones who don't have a lot of friends and family nearby. I know I got a bunch of calls to make this weekend, but just a friendly public service announcement to, you know, keep those lonely people in mind. And I'm sure we all know somebody that can would appreciate a call or, you know, a check-in. So, all right. Just kind of had a funny, random train of thoughts I was just going to share. Had something interesting happen today, and a couple things, actually. But, yeah, it just doesn't stop. So I just wonder sometimes, you know, can a man or woman just have a month or so off from dealing with some of the crazy sort of BS that some of us are dealing with? And I know some of you are at an age or kind of live in an area where you don't have to see a lot of people. You don't deal with this stuff, but some of you are in the middle of it. Maybe there's some young listeners that the few, maybe possibly that are hearing this, but yeah, it's just a interesting time to be alive. Yeah, and I just wonder if there's ever a time when you can be free of dealing with some sort of BS, whether it's from a coworker, a boss, or a, you know, some sort of a customer service issue, you know, whatever. It's just always something. Anyways, well, you know, another thing that brings this up is, you know, why can't we just have a job or workplace that is drama-free, easygoing, and as painless as possible? You know, we're all here to make money. At the end of the day, that's why I go to work, just to pay the bills, you know, survive, have a house, you know, I've got kids I got to feed. But, you know, instead, you know, a lot of times, especially in the corporate world, and I had the misfortune of having to work in a real corporate environment for about a year, year and a half, and it's full of kiss asses, me monsters, crazy turds, scandalous bastards, and your occasional sociopath mixed in. And of course, they fit into all the categories, you know, I've listed. But it's just crazy out there in the world. You know what you have to deal with, the personalities, the drama. You know, it used to be back in the old days, and I wish I could ask my grandmother this, what it was like in the 30s. But, you know, people didn't bring their drama to work. People left their problems at home, or at the very closest to work would be the car. Nobody, you know, wore this little victim mentality, this just crazy stuff you got to deal with in the workplace. It's just mind-boggling. So anyways, you know, back in the old days, I'm sure it wasn't like that. So, you know, I also wonder if we could ever have, like, real customer service, you know. Sometimes you do get it. Sometimes you do get somebody that actually, you know, cares and tries to solve the problem and helps you out and does what they can to rectify the issue. But a lot of times you can't even get a live person on the line who actually cares. So that's another issue that I have. It kind of brings me to the thought of, you know, why can't we put a cap on corporate profiteering? And, you know, these corporations just, you know, have a lot of ways they're duping us. But in America, it seems the MO is to sell inferior products and service at a premium for profit margins. And a good example of this is the exorbitant rates we pay for cell phones, you know, data packages, TV, internet, home improvements, Home Depot, you parasite. You know, how many dollars have you bilked from people, contractors, handymen, people just trying to fix up their house? I know I spent a small fortune at Home Depot, you know, because I remember I went to buy a box of just T50 staples. It was $13.97 for a box of 1,000 staples. And I remember about 6 years ago, you'd walk out the door handing them $4 for the same box of staples. So you can't tell me it's supply chain issues or whatever. It's just profiteering, you know. These corporations, you know, they pay worthless managers, middle managers, senior HR, and other useless staff like premium rates, while pretty much always the hardest, most dangerous work is done by the least paid. And of course, the CEOs and shareholders take the lion's share of the profits, and they, you know, fly in the Lolita Express lifestyle of the rich and famous, you know, while everybody else slaves away and these guys play golf. And all the while, you know, these corporations pretty much pay zero into the system, pay zero in federal taxes. They contribute nothing to us, you know, except pretty much toxic, inferior products and services. Another good example of this is new vehicles. They're an absolute joke. They're way too dependent on technology, i.e. computer logic, feedback loops, sensors, codependent systems. You could hardly change the battery or oil on some of these new cars. Pretty much anything after, I don't know, 2018, especially some of the higher-end makes and models, you're pretty much not allowed to touch it. In fact, sometimes you aren't allowed to touch it. You have to take it into a dealer, especially those Teslas. You know, they're overpriced. The repair bills are super high if you get them into the shop. The insurance is super high. And, you know, I got to ask the question, do we really need, or did we ever ask for, $100,000 trucks and Teslas? In my opinion, they're way overbuilt. They're way too complicated. Sometimes their safety features don't even work. And, you know, just buyer beware. If you are in the market for a car, I would really try to stay away from anything newer than a 2018, and that might be pushing it even. Do your research, look into the issues, but I've heard a lot of horror stories of brand new cars having electronic problems and stuff that mechanics couldn't diagnose, couldn't fix. Little ghosts in the machine. Again, it's because these cars are way, way too complicated. And you could barely fix these things. And I think that's by design. I really do think it's by design, personally. They don't want us to be able to fix our cars. They don't want us to have, you know, cars that could last 500,000 miles. Planned obsolescence, you know. So, you know, anyways, not like I'm trying to complain or, you know, I know I'm pointing out the obvious to a lot of people, but I suppose the real thing behind all this, and of course most of the world's issues, is that we never said anything about any of this. We never protested, we never stopped buying the garbage products, we sat there silently, acquiescing to this hostile and silent takeover, basically leading to the degenerate state of the world we're in today. I mean, you gotta admit, and you'd be crazy to not see that, you know, everything is just completely crazy, especially for the people that got 20 years on me. You know, you watch the world go from the American dream to what we're seeing now. And I just have this feeling it's not going to get any better unless we really step up our game here. So I guess the other thing I really wanted to point out and kind of just bring up again, and Lark has mentioned this, and I think it's either an article or something he's said before, but and maybe he'll call in later and point me to it, but we're all Gazans now. You know, we all live in the open-air prison of what that is. And these issues are all interrelated. They all intertwine. They all come back to the fact that 95% of the world's population is completely silent. They're completely silent on what I just talked about. They're completely silent on the obvious genocide that Israel's been conducting over there. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and, you know, be pro Hamas or, pro-Palestine, pro-not. My point is, what they've been doing, especially targeting women and children, is a war crime. It's plain and simple. And so we're, this country, the people of this country, have been pretty much condoning these war crimes. And so the whole thing is just completely wrong and illegal, you know, I hate to use that word, but, you know, by their own laws. But nobody holds them accountable. And just, I think it was last week, 168 nations of the UN, you know, again, UN, we all know what the UN is, but the point is there is an international body, supposedly, but they did vote to immediately declare a ceasefire in Gaza and to work toward a permanent peace solution. And, of course, the UK abstained from voting, and the US completely vetoed this. You know, how is that democracy? So 168 nations representing billions of people are told their vote does not matter, and the only vote that matters is the dictator's vote. That's pretty much what happened. And we all know, everybody listening here knows who wags the dog here. You know, Israel's calling the shots, and that's exactly the way they want it played. But I got to say, you know, I love the people of this country. There's a lot of good people in this country. But I just wonder sometimes, are we just the most pussified population of people? You know, we got so many armchair warriors. But really, when it comes down to it, like, nobody does anything. Nobody gets off their butt. Nobody works together. I mean, I've tried putting little teams together and doing this and that. I've seen other people try, and it just... it's hard. It's difficult, especially when there's no pay, and there's no financial money motivation. But that brings me to another point real quick. You know, there's a lot of people in a lot better, more comfortable positions than me or you or some of these listeners. You know, those people that are sitting at $10, $20 million, you know, they're sitting good. They're doing all right. They can weather the storm for a while. But they need to realize, these people that are sitting on their little small fortunes that, you know, they're the middle management. And in a corporation, when it starts to contract, I've seen the middle management get kicked out and, you know, bye-bye, Mr. Middle Managers no more. And they consolidate. And so the much bigger fish of the ocean are going to, you know, prey on the middle management, you know, the people that are, you know, $5, $10, $15 million in the bank, whatever. My point is, you know, where are they? Why aren't they helping, you know, picking in some money for the cause, you know, donating some money, some time, you know? Are they just, you know, putting their head in the sand? Are they, you know, building their bunker? I don't know, you know, but the point is, like, you know, you people need to realize that too. And again, I've already talked about all the people in the government that, you know, are pretty much dupes in the game, you know, when it comes down to it. Like, you really think they're going to protect you in the end? So, I don't know, you know, just kind of, just some random thoughts I've had. Anyways, back to the Israel thing, and, you know, we all kind of wonder how Israel developed such a stranglehold on U.S. foreign and domestic policy, but I think the writing's on the wall for us here at RBN. I mean, we know it, but, you know, try to convince somebody else of this. What boggles my mind is, you know, the U.S. population doesn't seem to see the hypocrisy, the lies, to see the treason, the espionage, and theft for what it is. And I guess they're not, they are kind of seeing it, you know, that I do see a little bit of positive in some of this, that Israel might have overplayed their hand. They might be looking at a world, you know, kind of going against them. Because, you know, like, at some point, like, kind of like the Corona hoax, it starts to become obvious. And a lot of people aren't going to fall for the same BS if they try it again. So, I guess, you know, the positive is, you know, you see a lot of these farmers in Europe really kind of putting their foot down and telling their leaders, you know, no, we're not going to comply. We're not going to, you know, kill off our livestock. We're not going to listen to your fit for 55 climate change agendas. So, again, I'm just kind of let me make the analogy. You know, if you caught a raccoon in your chicken coop, and you went to go after it, and it was trapped in that chicken coop, well, that animal's going to turn around and be pretty vicious. So you better be pretty quick in dealing with that raccoon, or you better get out of there. I sure as heck wouldn't want to face one down. Been dealing with one at my house, and they're not pleasant animals. I'm sure some of you know. So, anyways, you know, back to the Israel thing. I just got to bring this up again because, you know, the American people stood by for years and didn't say a darn thing about what was going on there. A darn thing about how our money was going over there, hand over fist, and then they turn around and, you know, imprison their kids and just do all, some of the most crazy stuff. You know, they've blown up schools, they've blown up hospitals, they've blown up over 50,000 homes, and close to 12,000 women and children, as of recently, have been killed. You know, they've denied food, they denied fuel, water. It's a war crime. You're not supposed to do that. It's one thing if you've got a war and men are fighting it out, but it's another thing to go after an innocent child. So, again, you know, this is ethnic cleansing. This is a genocide. It fits the UN definition or any other definition you want out there. So, I hear some music. Guess we're going to have a break here, guys. We'll be right back. I think I'm about done with my rant. Maybe a little more. Be right back. Because of you. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Better get used to it. Might be hearing that a little more often. You know, the sound of gunfire off in the distance. That's kind of what I'm getting at. You know, just take a Google search, you know, image of Gaza, you know, recent one. Go to a current picture. And that might be what this country looks like in the next 10 years if we're not careful. Like, honestly, that's what where we're heading. That's where these globalists want to take us. I hate to bring this to you on a Christmas, but I just got to finish this off. You know, again, we stood by and did nothing. And I'm not talking all of us. I'm saying our parents, their parents. This goes back decades. And again, I sometimes wonder if a big spell has been cast over humanity that has caused a lot of people to go to sleep. But that's another subject for another time, I guess. Fact of the matter, it is a genocide, and, you know, the Jews of all people should know that that's not what they wanted, you know. But you know, again, you know, the Hall hoax, can't call it that. Can't call it a Holocaust. But in theory, you know, they should know, like, how it feels. But, you know, here they are doing it, so... I don't know. The whole old thing of Israel's built on lies. You know, there's pretty much been causing problems since 1948. You know, many of the Jews celebrate the death of Palestinians. And just to be fair, there is estimates of over 300,000 of them moving out of Israel because they don't agree with what's going on. They see it for what it is. They see their leadership as completely insane, psychopathic, whatever. And they don't condone these degenerate actions. So, you know, just to be fair, there's a lot of them that there that really don't support what's happening. But, you know, I've seen them get crushed by their own police and, you know, for protesting and whatever, you know. But in my opinion, you know, the Chosenites are near the top of this genocidal New World Order. And again, they want to reduce the population. There's ample evidence of that. And what's interesting, I just wanted to bring up is, you know, just like the recent revelations in New Zealand of the chosen officials, about 11,000 of them, that were given vaccine exemptions, I'm sure the higher echelons in Israel and the U.S. power structure and the actors either received an exemption or a placebo. So there you have it. You know, they're out to get us. And it's about time we figure some stuff out. So anyways, you know, we do talk about some solutions here. I don't want to be all doom and gloom. There is some positive things going on. Again, there are, I think people are starting to smell the danger, and that's a good thing, because it is getting pretty dangerous. So that said, I guess we got a caller, Tom in Utah. Let's hear what Tom's got to say.
I apologize. I don't know your name.
Hey, it's Travis. How you doing, Tom?
Okay. Curiously, a couple of items that are you kind of punched my memory lane button. I actually hosted what's her name? Oh my gosh, the Iron Lady.
Iron Lady.
Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that. Margaret Thatcher. Okay.
Margaret Thatcher and a man called Murray Greenfield was invited to Brigham Young University in commemoration of the establishment of Israel. And so I had to host them. And we actually did a documentary with them as they were, you know, establishing Israel.
Really?
Murray Greenfield was the captain of a ship called the Exodus. The movie was later made, The Exodus, with Paul Newman acting as Murray's part as the captain. Just a curious connection. Then later I got to work with some families who were dealing with child protective issues in Israel.
Oh, really?
And I got to tell you that their system is even more corrupt than ours. And drugs and alcoholism is a issue in Israel that most people are not aware of. And right now, a lot of the families that I made connection with are really upset at Netanyahu's actions that put them all at peril.
Right.
The families in Israel are trying to get out because they know that the shit is going to hit the fan.
Right.
They're
right. And they probably sense the danger that, you know, Netanyahu's putting them in. Hold on. Hang on, Tom. We got a break here coming up, and hang on the line. Is that a break, Mike? Yep. Be right back. Hang on, Tom.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge. And I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214, or by email at KettleMoraine, Ltd. at Cox.net for a private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tom, go ahead with what you're saying. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
That's okay. With us? There's a delay in the stupid cell phone system anyway.
Yes, I saw, apologize about that. But go ahead.
Well, it was a curious opportunity that I had when I was asked to host Murray Greenfield and Margaret Thatcher. And then later I ended up being petitioned by the Child Protective Service system in Israel. Had an Israeli mother that had moved over here with her children because she then ended up marrying a U.S. serviceman who was stationed there in Israel. In fact, you can see the case where I was. Her two little girls were taken by CPS in Illinois. Anyway, and you can see that story if you go to gassingamerica.com. There's a link to, I think, Family versus State. And then that links down to Children's Holocaust USA. How's that for a title? Children's wow. Holocaust USA. I was doing battles to get these two children back out of the system in Illinois. They were Israeli children, but living in Chicago. By the way, do you know whose senator was their senator?
Feinstein or Obama?
What a piece of work. Oh, my gosh. But anyway, in the process, I was involved with the families that were dealing with the same problem, even worse in Israel. And I just to give you a little idea of the corruption in the system, these two little girls went through a half a dozen abortions apiece while they were in Child Protective Services.
Oh, my. How about that? Horrible. That's horrible.
See, I also learned working with what's called the Citizens Committee for Human Rights in Israel, the real problem of the child trafficking. Also, Tim, the guy who just made this documentary on child trafficking, I'm 82, pushing 83, so...
No, I think I know which one you're talking about, the recent one that was all the big rave. Yeah, I think I know which... I can't remember the name offhand, but I know what you're talking about.
Yes, Tim something. He sat with me and picked my brains on what I observed in the trafficking of children in Israel. Israel is heavily involved with the trafficking of kids.
Right.
But the Israeli people that have gone there and settled, they are a mess. They live in fear. They know if anything goes kinetic or even nuclear, that they're going to be fried. They're only, 10, 15 miles from the enemy.
Right.
And if you're on the border, you're not miles, you're only feet. But anyway, so I've had a little bit of report from the families that are there in Israel, and they are not happy with what Netanyahu has put them, the risk that Netanyahu has put them in.
I could see why, and I appreciate the, I really like hearing that firsthand testimony. That's how we really verify what the heck's going on, is, you know, hearing from somebody that lives there. So I appreciate you calling in with this perspective. Yeah, because I knew there was a lot of people unhappy. I mean, there was those huge protests before this recent hoopla, you know, whatever you want to call it. I mean, they were really sick of Netanyahu.
Can you imagine with what they've done with those defenseless mothers and children, let alone the men are not that old or that mature, and the old men, they don't want to be in battle. So when you do that criminal behavior, killing and starving them to death, and by the way, it will be followed by disease. So there'll be a lot more that will die of disease, even though there's no more shooting, because they've been set up with their starvation, deprivation.
Well, I mean, I think there's a bunch of buildings that still have bodies in them. And of course, those things start decomposing, and, you know, I mean, it's just a disaster over there. You know, I hadn't talked about it for a while, but I try to remind people these issues are all interrelated, and you know, when you dig deep, they're commonly found at the root of the issue. So we got to bring it back to this. And, you know, yeah, I mean, Netanyahu should obviously be gone. I mean, he's been tied with Hamas, with working with Hamas for quite some time now.
Question is, who's pulling his strings?
Right.
Who is he the puppet for?
Right. Yeah, we know he's a puppet. I mean, you know, and again, you know, I kind of speculate that it's a giant coalition of, you know, forces, whether they're Freemasons or, you know, Jesuits, and they you know, they all teamed up at some point. They all work together. They're all part of these little groups, and they all, you know, pay each other. You know, it's when you control the printing press. It's easy to, you know, bribe these people. And that's just one way. I mean, they got so many ways that they're scamming us. I mean, six ways from Sunday, and, you know, it's really not that hard to buy people off. And one thing somebody reminds me of is there's a lot of complicit people. That's the other huge part of the problem. There's a lot of people that look the other way or are getting paid off in some way, shape, or form, and they're part of the problem, in my opinion. Sorry, Tom, go ahead.
Well, and also they feel helpless. They say, well, what can I do? What can I do to overthrow or overwhelm or even mediate the powers of the international banking cartel, the oligarchs?
Right. Right.
And I've dealt with them. That's what's really interesting. And they are heartless, absolutely heartless. You scratch your head and say, how can they even be stuffed in the human body? They're not human.
Right.
They have no empathy. Yeah. They have no concern for anybody else. And they're reprobates. I'm sorry.
Right. No, you're right. Absolutely. I was talking about that last time. I mean, I was saying, like, these people know no bounds. I mean, nothing seems to faze them. You know, like, they can kill a child and, you know, not miss a beat. And that's exactly what's happening, you know. Saw a video of Palestinian guy, you know, playing with his daughter. And the next little clip, he's playing with his, you know, having his last dance with his dead daughter. And I was like, Jesus, you know, this is just getting insane. And again, people just sat there and did nothing. And, you know, got entertained with their little games or whatever, you know, their distractions, their life, chasing the almighty dollar. And I don't know what the solution is. We talk about it a lot, but there, you know, there's a lot of different ways. And in fact, I'm hoping to get a good guest on that's going to talk about this whole thing called tactical sovereignty. Tactical civics. Excuse me. I know we got another caller here in Kentucky, Mike. Hang tight, Mike, real quick. Tom, you got any? Any other thoughts? I'm glad you called in on this topic, because I do have another person lined up to talk about some of these issues in the social services and stuff, and I'm glad you brought this up.
One other thing. I don't know if you know the biggest battle that I've been involved with. It got me entangled. Well, connected me with that child trafficking. When you get a chance, and those that are listening, we are coming into a cold weather, and I'd identified the poisoning of a tenth of the nation that live in manufactured mobile homes now. The other hosts have heard this before. I'm kind of beating a live horse, not a dead horse. But anyway, go to gasamerica.com.
No, hold on. So you're saying that these mobile homes, these new manufactured homes, have some sort of toxin in them that are poisoning people?
Have been for the last 45 plus years. That happened in 1976. In 1974, there was a meeting at Iron Mountain. This I found out from Helen Patton, the granddaughter of George Patton, who became a friend of mine in D.C.
Uh-huh.
In 1974, there was a gathering to figure out how to reduce the population.
Right.
And this is one of the mechanisms they came up with. They had the federal government take over the regulation of the entire manufactured mobile home industry, and they had the manufactured industry put a breathing air, or it's called a blend air intake, 3 feet away from the exhaust of the furnace on the roof where nobody looks. And so when you're running your furnace or air conditioning in the winter time or summer, literally you can be breathing in a subtle to a serious level of carbon monoxide, formaldehyde, hydrogen sulfide, blending it into the air that you're breathing, and, you know, circulating in the inside of that unit. And a lot of people, and I see this all came to me because I had a family living in a mobile home, Their baby was near death. They were being accused of abuse and neglect, and the state was going to take the child. They contacted me. They knew I'd worked in pediatric pathology. When I saw the baby and the parents, I realized they were all suffering. Of course, the baby the most severely.
Wow.
And in the process, I identified the fact that every manufactured mobile home made since 1976, if it's heated with natural gas, propane, or even coal or wood, they have this blend air intake that actually brings air on the roof only 3 feet away from the furnace exhaust and mixes it in the air that they're breathing and recycling in that trailer. It's all there in
gas. What kind of sicknesses did the people did they develop? Like what was the sickness or the symptoms?
Try this one. COVID.
COVID-like symptoms?
COVID-like symptoms. Flu. Respiratory. Excuse me. Respiratory distress. And the symptoms of the flu, but with no fever.
Wow.
So we could say, well, you're just a carrier for this disease.
Right. So
anyway,
in a way, too, it fed the CPS, child trafficking scheme by, you guys got an unhealthy household. You're not feeding your baby right or whatever, you know.
That's exactly what this family was charged with. They had come to me earlier because they had some serious health problems, and I advised them to change their diet behavior. They were improving and living very healthy with that, but then they left their home and bought a trailer and moved into that trailer in a rural community. That's when their problems began. They had no idea that was not their diet, but in fact it was their living conditions. When I identified that poisoning, then I realized what my own mother and father had gone through. They had lived in a mobile home, and my mother and father were down trying to assist the Zuni Nation, Native Americans. And my mother and father ended up sick in the trailer that they were living in on the reservation and ended up being drugged to the hospital several times back and forth. Each time they were taken there, both of them, same time, they were told, well, you've had a problem with your heart. They put them on oxygen. They got better. They sent them back to the trailer. Within a couple of days or a couple of weeks, they were back at the hospital again, bouncing back and forth. The presumption was it was their hearts. But when I finally had this family contact me and I got involved and identified their problem, then I realized what had happened to my own mother and father. Thankfully, my mother and father did survive that experience, but I found out through this issue going fully public, hundreds and hundreds of people have lost their lives to that, but it was never identified. That's another thing. The Government Accountability Office came to my side through the help of Orrin Hatch and Charles Grassley and Mike Lee, you know, and a few other good guys. And they realized that the medical community had deliberately or had been manipulated so it doesn't identify carbon monoxide poisoning events anymore. Now, when I worked in that field, we were always doing carboxyhemoglobin evaluation on people that came in when they were ill in the winter. We picked it up. We would treat them for it. They would go home and get the problem fixed. End of story. But in 1976, even the medical community redid its what's called best practices. And they dropped out the diligence or the, how to say, diligence test. By the way, I was up through the night last night. I've been working on another case. But
wow.
They stopped.
You're 82 and you're still working on these, huh?
Oh, yes.
That's awesome.
Well, every case that I've got into, I've turned it over, but right now I'm dealing with a case where they don't want to admit to their error, and especially after you have embarrassed them several times.
Right. Hey, Tom, hang on real quick. If you want to still talk, hang on. Otherwise, okay. I'm going to take Mike when he comes back from break.
Yeah.
What's that?
I'll try to finish off and be courteous to Mike and the others.
Okay, well, hang tight. We got a break coming up real quick, all right? Thanks.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Right, well, back everybody. We're talking to Tom in Utah, and I know we got Mike in Kentucky. We'll be right with you, Mike. I just want to give a little props to Tom. He has been battling, sounds like, the beast system for many years. And, you know, he sounds like he's been right in the middle of this, and he's still doing it. And, Tom, I think that's awesome, and I think you're really going to enjoy one of these guests I'm going to have coming in the next couple weeks. She's been working in the social services sector for a while, and she's pretty much seeing the same thing you are, and just wanted to mention that. So listen in, and I'm sure you'll want to call in when she calls comes on. Tom, you want to finish up real quick?
Oh, it's curious. My profession was pathology. I had no idea that I would end up in the child protective issue.
Wow.
You know, for the first 30 years of my life, I was in the business of, how to say, identifying and mediating or treating or eliminating disease. But in the last 30, see, I start thinking about it and I say, what a bizarre experience. But anyway, I simply was trying to save babies' lives. And then I end up being involved with the families whose children were taken. And I come to find out how corrupt that system is. They don't give a damn about the child or the family. They just give a damn about their money and right. their trafficking. But anyway.
Right. Right. Tom, I appreciate you calling in on that, because like that's a serious topic I haven't brought a lot of attention to, and you know, we all know what goes on and how bad it is, and definitely some people have tried to speak out on it. But again, you know, where's the masses, you know, helping you out and coming to your aid and helping you, you know, and helping these people out, you know?
The ones who do come to my side end up injured. The lady who wrote the, if you go to the webpage In the Air, INTHERA, I'm sorry, sorry about it, intheair.news, all one word, intheair.news, not .com or .org, Elaine Jarvik, the ex-wife of Robert Jarvik, the young man that they named the Jarvik Heart after. I worked on that team. She wrote the story, put it in the Deseret News, Sunday edition, full page, front page, Sunday. The next page, full page. And within 2 weeks, she was relieved of her duties. She was a 30-year Pulitzer Prize winning reporter for Deseret News. But they were so upset, particularly the medical community, when she wrote the article and condemned them for allowing this poisoning issue to occur without notifying the family of the problem. And by default, getting families destroyed and even men put in prison, you know, when they were accused of shaking baby system. That's more cases. When you get to gassingamerica.com, you'll see links there, take you to several of the cases that I've turned over. And let me tell you, they were not happy with me. Anyway.
Wow. Tom, thanks for calling in. We got another break, and I got to get to Mike here. I appreciate you calling in. Call in again, please. Anytime.
He's one of my victims.
Thanks, bud.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.